Welcome to Systems Famous, the podcast where we're revolutionizing the coaching industry by putting client results first. I'm Ashley Pendergraft, a systems and automation expert with over 5 years of experience in the coaching industry. Let's get into the show. Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm super excited for this episode. I've got my client Maddie Pichong on the podcast today. Maddie is a branding photographer and a coach who is obsessed with teaching creative entrepreneurs how to build a profitable business by being themselves. I absolutely love her and her group program. Her group program is called Rebrand. It's a 16-week group coaching program that helps photographers become booked out with four-figure brand photography sessions so that they can scale their income, work fewer hours, and feel more confident in their business. Maddie uses Airtable to manage the back end of Rebrand, and you'll see in this episode that she's looking to manage a lot more of her business inside of Airtable. But we talked all about what her life was like before Airtable, before Systems Over Stress, and what it's like now. Maddie learned how to set all of these systems up inside of my group program, Systems Over Stress. It's a 12-month program that helps you automate the enrollment, re-sign, client result tracking, and automatic removal of students from your group program, so you just have a really seamless client experience. If you're interested in joining that group program and setting these things up for yourself, go to the show notes and you can sign up for the waitlist. We'll be launching at the end of April. Or if you'd like to get these things set up now, we have a done-for-you agency offer. We have a retainer where we are your systems people and we handle all of your group program operations for you. Both of the links for those offers are in the show notes. I can't wait for you to hear more about Maddie and her journey with Airtable and systems. So enjoy this episode. Maddie, welcome to the podcast. I am so excited to have you. I'm going to have Maddie introduce herself in a second, but Maddie is an incredible photographer, coach, just like an extraordinary human, very like one of my favorite follows on Instagram. Maddie, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell the people what you do and also what group programs that you offer.
Yes. Thank you for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here. So my name is Maddie Pichong. I am a brand photographer and coach based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I've been a photographer for about 12 years, and I got into coaching in 2020. And my group program has kind of taken different forms since then. But in the last year or so, I think it's been about a year, year and a half, I started a group program called Rebrand, which is for photographers who want to pivot into personal brand photography. And that was after a lot of, you know, mindset work around the fact that, like, how can I offer a group program that's like so specific and for such a specific person? And no surprise, it's the best thing I've ever done. And I love it. And I get to work with like dream clients every day.
Amazing. So Maddie, you joined Systems Over Stress and you set up Airtable to run your group program, but you didn't always have Airtable and the Systems Over Stress frameworks for running the group program. So tell me what like those first few launches were like, specifically with like onboarding clients, managing them. Like, what was it like before finding the solution?
Nothing was broken, but nothing was great. We were running everything in Google Docs, and it was okay because we had a low volume. But my goal has always been to eventually scale Rebrand. And very quickly, it was clear that like that was not going to be possible with the systems that I had in place. And so really, probably before I like, quote unquote, needed a system like Airtable, I was looking into it and looking into like what this could look like for Rebrand, because I knew that eventually I would need it. And then once I discovered you and Systems Over Stress, I was like, well, okay, this could be very beneficial for the size of the program that I have now and as it continues to scale. It truly wasn't broken, but it was really disjointed. That was the biggest thing. Like, all of our student data was just everywhere. Nothing was tied together. We had questionnaires everywhere. We had Excel sheets everywhere. It was not great by any means. Yeah.
And what type of data were you trying to look at? Like, what type of things were you trying to organize? Because some people don't like have any forms in their programs and some people have a ton. Like, what type of data were you trying to kind of corral that was all over the place?
So I think at the beginning, I just wanted to understand my ideal client more. So it was things like, how much money are they currently making through like with photography? Where is their business currently at? Are they offering brand photography and they just want to scale that side of their business, or are they totally new to brand photography? So it was really just digging into who my ideal client was. This is, I'm sure we'll get into this later, but once I found systems over stress, I realized that like I actually needed to be collecting data on where they were at in the beginning of the program versus where they were at when the program ended. And that's been like the biggest transformation to the program. But it really started as me just trying to understand who my client was better.
Yeah, that makes sense. And how many people were in the program before you were like, all right, I'm ready to scale it. Like, I want to scale this thing. How many people were in there at that time?
I think it was around 15. And I had had conversations with my business coach about scaling the program. And so we were starting to put numbers on paper of like, okay, what about 20 people? What about 30 people? What about 50 people? And I was like, just kind of instantly panicked. I was like, well, none of these systems are going to work with 30 people, let alone 50 people. So obviously something has to change.
Yeah, that's like such a good place to be of like, all right, this thing is validated. Like we got some stuff and like now how can we scale this? And I think really, I mean, I'm biased, but like the only way to truly scale is with systems. Like you can't add
that's
more
so
time.
True.
Like how do you have the systems to support it? What were some of the things like specifically that you were like, okay, if we had 30 clients, like these things would break? Or would they not break?
Honestly, keeping track of all my clients. Like that was the biggest thing that I was like, oh God, I remember trying. This was only the last round. So this was like after or around the same time that I had joined Systems Over Stress, but I was working on like getting it up and going. So my last round of people wasn't in Airtable or anything like that because I was working on getting it up and going. And so so embarrassing. I had a Google spreadsheet with all of the names of the people in them. And it was like 18 people. And we were trying to send welcome gifts. And I couldn't figure out why like the math wasn't adding up. Because there were like 20 people in the spreadsheet, but there were only 18 people on the program. And so we're like trying to match all these addresses and it's this whole thing. Well, it turns out that two people had filled the form out twice, but because of the way we were collecting the data, it wasn't clear. Like when we were just glancing at the spreadsheet, we couldn't figure it out. Both my husband and I were like, what is going on? And we are smart people. And I was like, this is crazy. And if it's already this complicated at 18, and my goal for the next round was 30. I was like, everything is going to break. But at that point, I was already working on setting up Systems Over Stress. So I'm like, it'll be fine. It'll be different the next round. And thank God it's been very different this round.
Good. Yeah. So tell me what it was like one, I'm curious, like, as I don't actually know, like, how did you find me? And what was like, oh, this is actually the solution that will like solve our problems. And we'll get up to like how you actually set it up. But I'm just curious, you're like, oh, this is the thing. Because what I think is so important is that people need this before they scale. Like, would they need it before they get to that point where you're like, thank God you had it before the 30 clients or like before the launches got too big? Because sometimes people think like, oh, I'm too small for Airtable. I'm too small to have these systems. But I love that you were like, I see where this is going and I want to be prepared for it. But how did you like find this and like officially like make the decision? Like, all right, like, I need to work on these systems.
It was a happy accident, honestly. I was in a Voxer with one of my good business friends, Coley James, and she was in Systems Over Stress and runs like her whole business in Airtable. And we are always talking about different systems. And she had mentioned Airtable. And I was like, I have literally never heard of Airtable. What the heck is Airtable? And she was like, okay, like my friend Ashley is running this training. You need to join the training. You probably need to join Systems Over Stress. And so there was honestly like coming into that first like free training that you did, there was so much that I didn't know and I didn't know that I didn't know. And then once I realized that it could be so much better than it was, because I had already noticed that the super disjointed and disconnected Google Sheets were not going to work. And then once I realized it could be better, I was like, okay, yeah, this is really interesting. And the first thing that I thought would be really helpful was being able to track monthly recurring revenue. It's mind-blowing to me that that's not something that one of the programs that I pay for does. And it's really frustrating, like just being totally blind month to month, how much money I'm making from the program that I'm running. So that was the first thing that made me go, okay, I have got to get this set up. And ironically, that's kind of taken a bit of a backseat only because I've realized that there are so many things within like the program itself that could be better and that I could be collecting data on. So that's kind of become the priority as opposed to like some of my personal like financials and that sort of thing. But yeah, total happy accident. And then the training was so helpful and you just like kept talking about different ways that Airtable could help and help you scale. And you're spot on that people need this before they scale. And I think that that's the point that I realized I was at, was like, I didn't want to have 50 people join this program and then have them have a really crappy experience because I didn't have the infrastructure for it.
Yeah. And I think some of the things that you just called out were, one, Airtable, like there's so many possibilities when you like start to dive into what Airtable can do for like your business operations, but also for the delivery and improvement of your program. Yes. And for those of you who don't know, the monthly recurring revenue automation, literally anytime a student joins your program, you get like, if it's a 5-month payment plan, Airtable can automatically project those payments 5 months into the future and update them for projected to received based on the automations. And just like, I agree, that completely changed my business. Just knowing like, I'm okay, I have money coming in, like to not know the money that's coming in, because like these systems, like ThriveCart doesn't really show me that. Like they don't show you a clear space for that. It's really helpful to have. And then you get even deeper and you're like, oh, what else? Oh, it can do this. It can do this. And it just becomes this like very fun rabbit hole.
Totally.
So what was setting up? You were brand new to Airtable, didn't even know what it was. Like, did you set it up? Did an ops person on your team set it up? What was like the journey of like learning Airtable and getting these systems set up like?
I set it up. My plan is to probably pretty soon train my VA so she can manage it as well as I can manage it. But I felt pretty strongly that I wanted to at least understand it so that I could pass it off to her. It was a little overwhelming at first. The Airtable 101 trainings that you have in Systems Over Stress were such a lifeline, because once I was able to dig into those after I had just like kind of looked at Airtable by myself, once I got into the 101 trainings, I was like, oh, this isn't scary. I can figure this out. I'm a smart person. And then on top of that, obviously, all of the trainings that are inside Systems Over Stress walk you through everything like step by step. And there were certainly times where I got stuck or whatever. But again, like you have support for that. And like there are things in place to help you like get through it. I really appreciated like some of the mindset stuff that you had that you have in the program. Because it is overwhelming. Like anytime that you're learning something new, it's overwhelming. It just is. And so to be able to really have someone guiding you through that process makes all the difference. And now, because I remember before I joined Systems Over Stress and when I was just kind of poking around Airtable, I would like complain to my husband about it because he's helped set a lot of this up. And he was over my shoulder the other night while I was showing him some like automation that I was excited about. And he was like, look at you just like clicking stuff like you know what's going on. I'm like, yeah, because I do. I know where everything is. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think that's something that's so I always firmly believe. I'm like, if you're able to run a business out of spreadsheets, like there is a learning curve through Airtable. Like for sure, there's a learning curve to everything. But it's seeing the other side of it, like the ease that will be. It's like it's so much harder to like put all of these spreadsheets together. And just like,
yeah,
I think that's my business is called Systems Over Stress. And it's like, I hate it when people are so stressed out about setting up Airtable. They're like, I can't do it. And so we added the mindset stuff. We added the very baseline Systems 101, Airtable 101 things, because you should like, there's a balance. Learning something new is hard. It is just new. It doesn't have to be super stressful. And you shouldn't like have to stop. Like, I don't want you to give up on Airtable, because there's just so much potential for like the ease and like just the sophistication. And I absolutely love, it's my favorite thing when clients know nothing about Airtable and they're like, oh yeah, I just built this automation and like, and it's just like the growth, because it is a relatively intuitive platform after you get over the learning curve. It's just
totally,
like, it's so cool to watch how people can go from a true, true beginner to just like setting up automations, creating systems that like they didn't even know were possible.
Yeah, I could not have been more of a beginner and I figured it out. So like you can figure it out. But Yeah, it was, it's just been, it has been so transformative. And now one of my favorite things is like when people join Rebrand and they comment on the systems that I have, like the stuff that we're tracking and the onboarding form that they fill out and the emails that they get, like they're so impressed by it. And I think that that leads to them. It's me building trust with them. It's them feeling secure in the $2,000 that they just spent. Like it's everything in that initial relationship.
Yeah. And I'm curious your thoughts on this because there is the Threads. I've been muting people on Threads left and right because they're like, I paid, the worst thing I ever did was pay $2,000 for a coaching program that taught me nothing.
I and like was just so reading this last night.
Like there's so much like negativity around group coaching programs. And I really do believe that like, if you have these systems, if you don't have Airtable, your group program is trash. Like, it's, mm-hmm. or it's not as good as it could be. And people aren't going to feel taken care of. And they're not excited for the program to grow because they're going to lose access. And they're not going to, like, it's not a scalable program. And just to have your people feel impressed and taken care of at the beginning heals a lot of, like, group program trauma and just shows, like, these are, they're actually programs that can get you the result that they're promising. And I think that's just like so, so important and such a great testament to your systems when people are commenting on how impressed they are just at like the seamlessness of the experience.
I totally agree. I think something that you do so well in systems over stress that embarrassingly I hadn't really thought enough about before joining systems over stress is the importance of the program promise and mm-hmm. being able to track what it is that you're promising people and how many people actually complete that promise and in what amount of time. And that wasn't something that I was tracking. And I didn't really have, up until this last round, ironically, I didn't have people like pushing me on that. But when people do talk about the, what's the word that I want to use? When people talk about how the coaching industry can be kind of toxic, I think that that is kind of at the root of it, of people like promising things that they can't deliver or promising things that they aren't delivering. And I'm now so proud and so much more secure in the program that I'm offering because I know for a fact it gets results. I'm not offering something that's really like nebulous and like not tangible. And quite frankly, I used to be. And that doesn't mean that my heart wasn't in the right place and that I wasn't helping people, you know, do important things, but I didn't have the data around it. And so I felt a lot of, I don't love the term imposter syndrome, but I kind of did feel some imposter yeah. syndrome around my group program. And I don't anymore. I'm like, no, I have data. I have facts. Like I help people charge four figures for brand photography. Here's my numbers for that. And that's really impactful for just the coaching industry as a whole.
Yeah. And I'm curious how much you had to change about either your curriculum or was it just like pick, like changing out your form? Because sometimes people, when they're like, oh no, I'm promising something too vague, now I have to make it tighter or have like a mm-hmm. more trackable program promise. They're like, I have to redo my entire program or I have to like, you know, change all these things. When sometimes it is as simple as just like changing the things that you're tracking or figuring out how to track it. When you decided to kind of niche down your program promise and start tracking data, how much changes did you have to do? Like how, was it a heavy lift? Was it pretty simple? What was the process?
It was really simple. During the first or second round of Rebrand, I landed on, among a couple of other things, my main program promise being, I'm going to help you charge four figures for brand photography. Like, that's what I will teach you. And then there's also an underlying theme of like increased competence, working less hours in your business. But the four figures was always like the thing that I come back to because I very strongly believe that good brand photography is worth at least four figures. And that's what people should be charging. And so for me, it was as simple as tracking that, as giving people a way to, when you book a four-figure session or when you book a session, period, let me know. I want to know. And so that this current round that we're in, I just started incorporating what we call the booking tracker. So every time someone in the program books a session, they fill it out. And so we're keeping track of how much money they're making within the program. And we're also keeping track of at what point did they book a four-figure session so we can say like, yay, you achieved the program promise and send them some fun swag. So it was the simplest thing ever. And they've been so excited about it. The prize that they get is like a branded sweatshirt that says On Brand, which is cool for a brand photographer. And I plan on kind of adding to that in the future, maybe doing like a special, like special trainings or something for these people. But at this point, it's just like you get this cool sweatshirt. And the amount of messages that I've gotten being like, hey, I just wanted to check, like, does this count? Because I really want that sweatshirt. And I'm like, hell yeah, it counts. Fill out the tracker. I love it.
I love this so much because this is the new standard of group programs, is not only like you're not tracking the results for your own benefit. I mean, you are, but it also creates this culture of like getting an ROI in your program and like having something to strive for and gamifying it in a way that actually is helpful when, because I'm assuming you're sending them, hey, you've made this much in the program, keep going.
Yes, like, I am.
Because Airtable can automatically sum up all of the submissions that they've ever sent you and just very easily send them those emails. And that's just like when people join, I don't have any facts on this, but I'm like, feel like if you left this program and went to somewhere else that doesn't have Airtable and doesn't have these systems, you'd be like, hello, like, why aren't you keeping track of me? Like, why are, like, where's the high touch, like the automated high touch? And I just think it's so cool that you're able to offer something that people are like working on their business, like they're incentivized to do something because like you've set up these systems. And I saw it on Instagram that you had the sweatshirt, and I DM'd you and I was like, I'm just making sure, I have to ask, are you automating the table? And you were like, of course I am. I always have to check on my clients to just make sure that they're using all of the features that Airtable has.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I just think it's like, it's just so incredible that you're able to help your clients and improve the offer and just get your clients even more results. It's just so cool.
Yeah, I do too. I love it. Like, I'm so proud of that feature because it's showing me every single day how like my clients are having success and like they're using the things that I'm teaching them to actually make change in their business. It's the coolest thing ever. I'm so excited to have data around that for the next launch, to be able to say, like, collectively right now we're working toward this cohort making $50,000 with brand photography. And like, I can't wait to be able to use that for the next launch. I'm like, oh, it's just so exciting.
Cause there's just so much, like, for people who don't know about Airtable, it's like also just nice to kind of zoom out and see the possibilities. Like, because of this one form that Maddie has, she can track like how much a cohort has earned over a certain period of time. She can also niche down and say, like, she says 4-figure brand, like brand sessions, but you can also say like the average sessions are $3,000, $1,000. Like, and you can also be able to see the growth of people on average are coming into the program at X amount and they're now selling at Y amount. This, like, you have just like so many ways to look at the data. And I think that data systems, automation can like make people's eyes glaze over, but like that is marketing gold. Like that gold. Is like,
gold.
That sells the program itself. And so like that's the type of stuff when like we get excited about the systems and automations. It's not always because it saves us time. That's cool. But it's also just like that data can do so much for your program and your sales.
Totally.
How were you tracking that program promise before? So you kind of had the program of, or the promise of the 4-figure sessions, but how were you tracking that before Airtable?
I was not. And that's what I mean when I say like this is better for the coaching industry as a whole. Because looking back, I'm like, how was I not tracking that? Like that was what I was promising these people who were paying me. How was I not tracking it? And again, that's not to say that I wasn't helping them achieve that goal, but I didn't have any data to be able to say like 90% of people do this within the first 2 months or whatever. And I think because up until this last round, the program was under 20 people, it allowed me to have quite a few individual touch points so I could, you know, kind of track it in my brain. But like, that's not scalable, especially my memory is terrible. So like that wasn't going to continue.
And I find that so normal, where it's not that you're not getting people results. It's that you're just not tracking them. And so you're just sitting on gold. You're like, this is my like gripe about people that complain about the industry. It's like, it's not that these programs aren't getting results for the most part. It's just that we like aren't tracking them and like showcasing.
Totally.
You can like not like a coach, but if they still get you the results, then it's like that still is more important. And I just think that people didn't have a way to track, like they don't have a way to track like this without Airtable. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you would do it. And it's just really cool to just see that kind of standard raise.
Totally agree.
Tell me about some of the specific, we talked about your client, your results tracking system, but something that you said that you really liked and was transformational for you was having just like that one source of truth for all of your clients. Instead of the million Google Docs, kind of walk us through like now, what is, you're like, I can't find anything. People are all over the place. Like, what does it look like? What does it feel like to pop into your group program base and get answers? And what are you looking for?
Oh my God. Okay. So let me set the stage for what this looked like prior to Airtable. So let's say I was going into, my program has one-on-one calls. That's something that with the scaling of the program, that's actually going away. But right now I have one-on-one calls. So I'm going into a one-on-one call with a client. I'm not using Airtable. And so I pull up past Google Forms that the client has filled out. Maybe I've got one form that's their onboarding form. Then I have like a Dubsado intake form from my Dubsado scheduler. And so that has like an intake form for that specific call. I'm pulling up, what else? Like maybe past notes from any prior calls. So we've got multiple tabs open, plus the tab that like I'm taking notes in. Now I open up Airtable and I go to my primary student record. And I have a tab. Actually, that's a lie. I go to a tab for one-on-one calls that I just set up the other day. And I like, you know, click the name of whoever I'm doing a call with. And immediately, because of how I have this table set up, it drops in her onboarding form. And if she has submitted any questions for Q&A and if she has filled out the booking tracker yet and what price she was charging when she came in to rebrand. Like all of this data is just right in front of my face in one tab. And then in that same table, I'm jotting down notes from that call. So like everything is just together. It's not like it's so much more cohesive to be able to get a really full picture of the client and not forget things or lose forms. I would lose forms or I would lose like spreadsheets. It was just so embarrassing and disjointed. And now it's just like so beautiful. It's the coolest thing.
I love it. I really do think like nothing kind of like breaks down trust more with a client than having to like repeat themselves from what they did, like what they said on the last call, especially if you have co-coaches. That is like the biggest way for people to talk shit about your program is like, now they have co-coaches and I have to repeat myself and no one knows what's happening. And with this like central base, you pop open the call, like you pop open that student and you have everything about them, which is just like makes you feel on top of it, but it also makes them feel like you've got it together and that you're like, oh, this person knows and like remembers. And that's the biggest thing, that people don't care if there's 100 people in your program if they still feel taken care of. And totally. To have all of that in one place just helps you take care of people at a higher level.
Yep. Absolutely. And that kind of goes back to what I very briefly said about taking out the one-on-one call. So the one-on-one call wasn't something that the program started with because it's a $2,000 program. And so I didn't feel like it needed to have one-on-one to have value. But after the first round, I was like, you know what? I want to like know a little bit more about my clients. And maybe that involves a little bit more hand-holding at the beginning. Well, now, because of all of the information that I have about my clients and all of the different ways that I'm able to provide value, all the different ways that I'm able to make sure they're achieving the program promise, I was looking at like what happens inside the program in these 16 weeks the other day. And I was like, we don't need it anymore. We don't need the one-on-one anymore. And that means that the program can continue to scale. If I don't have to do 50 one-on-ones in a month, I can take more people. And that's really due to the systems that I have that kind of were able to show me, here's maybe where the holes are in your curriculum. Here's what could be better. Here's what you should be tracking. And now I have, or I will within the next couple of months, have all of those things. So it's freed up so much time, not just because of the systems, but also because of how it's improved the program.
That's huge. I'm curious because removing features from a program can feel really scary.
Yeah.
Like, How was that process for you? And like, how did you communicate that with your clients?
I haven't yet. So okay, surprise. Cool. No, so that's something that I will be rolling out before the next launch. Honestly, I will probably talk about it with my current clients. And then as far as like talking about it within the launch, I don't know that I will, unless people ask. I mean, it's definitely not something that I'm going to hide by any means. But I don't think that I'll so much highlight the change. One of the things that I have known for a while, so this program shows photographers, that teaches photographers how to charge four figures with brand photography. And it does that through both curriculum and coaching. And it's not, ironically, super focused on photography. It's more focused on like branding and marketing and kind of the behind the scenes of your business. However, as a photographer, I know that it's really helpful to be able to see how are people with these successful businesses interacting with their clients? How are they shooting? Are they using certain lighting equipment? And so I've felt for a while that that was kind of a gap in my curriculum, that we should have some sort of like a fly on the wall type thing. And so when I decided that one-on-one couldn't scale anymore, that was the biggest gap that I thought, well, we can kind of replace one-on-one with a few more training videos so people can kind of come with me, come along with me on shoots. So even though those two are, they're very different, honestly, because of what I've seen in the industry, it seems like people are actually more interested in what I'm adding as opposed to what I'm taking out. So that has helped a lot, but you're exactly right. I mean, it's been some coaching with my business coach because it is triggering to be like, oh, I'm taking this thing out. Again, I'm really leaning heavily on the systems that I have and how the program is set up because I know that I can still achieve the program promise without the one-on-one. And yeah, that wasn't the case before.
Yeah, that's the part that I always recommend if you're going to remove a feature, add a feature that like is more streamlined and explain like why this is better for everybody. But I think that's really smart to just be like, okay, what is a scalable thing that people actually probably want more? And I do think when you are relying on one-on-one in a group program, it is most likely because there's gaps or because your curriculum or other automated features aren't supporting, like aren't getting the results. And so to be able to be like, my systems are getting results, my program's getting results, like I can strip out something that takes out a lot of my time, which hopefully I don't think it would because of all the features you have, it's not going to like diminish the launch. People are going to be like, oh, no one-on-one, like, which is huge.
Yeah, I have actually even talked to a couple students in this current round about that, just kind of dropping hints that that's kind of what we're moving toward. And the feedback that I've gotten has actually been really positive. We have also, because of systems over stress, we moved to Slack as far as like community and from Facebook groups for a few reasons, but a lot of it was the conversations that I was having with other people who have done systems over stress. And the Slack community is so active and supportive and just like fantastic that the feedback that I've gotten about taking out one-on-ones, people are like, well, that's fine because we have Slack. Yeah. And I think that that's really cool. As someone who has struggled in the past with the community aspect of programs, like getting people to feel comfortable enough to ask questions and to be coached and to connect with each other, I really think that that's due in large part, again, to them feeling trusting that like this program is going to get them the results. And because of like the automations that they receive when they sign up and all those things, I think that they feel more secure in like being active in the community. So anyway, that's a long way to talk about this, but it's interesting how all those different touch points are kind of adding up to something that I think is really special.
Yeah. Has your Airtable hub helped you with any like customer service issues or anything sticky like that?
That's a good question. I haven't dove into a lot of that, honestly. I guess one of the biggest things that I am changing is having people fill out like a Q&A or a coaching form before coaching calls. Before it was just like kind of come as you are, ask questions if you have them. And now I have them fill out a coaching form. And then with any time left on the group call, people can, you know, ask questions in the moment. We're only two and a half weeks into the program. However, that form has been really helpful because I can kind of see themes as they're occurring, as opposed to waiting for calls and two, hoping that people are brave enough to say something on calls. I think that the form is like a little bit of a safer way for them to ask their questions and get feedback. So that's not exactly customer service, but it has been really helpful just to make sure that they feel supported.
That's great. Yeah, I know I think it's cool is that like your Airtable build and your systems and like they're never done. They're always going to improve and there's always new features to add. You have set up so much that we've covered in this podcast. Like, what are some of the things that you're really excited to be setting up for the future?
So ironically, something that I kind of started setting it up and then I got excited about other things. And so it just got pushed to the back burner. Is that monthly recurring revenue tracker. I don't have that set up. And so I'm finally just getting that done. I'm excited about that. That's going to be so helpful. I'm really excited to import past student data. By the time I finished my Airtable setup, I was like really knocking on the door of this launch. And so it wasn't something that I could have set up before this next launch. But now it's something that I can start importing. So I'm excited for that to be able to really see like at least some long-term data, even with just like renewals and people coming back into the program. I think that's going to be so great. What else? Honestly, even though I already have it set up, just the being able to watch the booking tracker and the results that people are getting, the amount of money that they were charging for a session before rebrand and after rebrand. Like, I'm so excited for that data. But yeah, you're right. It's like, I'm sure that there will continue to be things. I had this thought the other day. I was like, gosh, I wonder if I could just like manage my podcast in Airtable. It's like I'm constantly.
Are you not?
No, but that was, I know that I can because that was what Coley told me. She was like, I manage my whole podcast in Airtable. And I was like dinking around in Asana the other day. And I'm like, I hate it here. I just this in Airtable.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to DM you a loop. Video walkthrough of how to do it. Cause yeah, but that's what I love about Airtable too, is like there's certain like client management systems that like you can't do anything else other than manage clients. Like Airtable right. is so flexible. You can manage every aspect of your business in it pretty much. And so yeah, the central source of truth that you have for your clients, you can have for your podcast, you can have for your content, like it can just keep going.
Oh yeah. And I guess that's the other thing that I haven't played with a lot up until this point, managing launches within Airtable. Like that's probably like the next phase of this, because now that I have put all of my client data into one central place, I'm looking at all of my launch data and all, you know, all the steps that go into one singular launch. I mean, it is an absolute dumpster fire. So I'm a little intimidated to get it into Airtable, but it's going to be quite the transformation when I do.
It really is like managing your launches in Airtable is one of the simpler things to set up, because it's basically just like, what's your goal? And then bringing in the actuals and then like being able to compare. But to see like launch over launch in one central spot is incredible. It's like, it's transformative. Love it. Well, as we wrap up, what would you say to someone who is considering working with Airtable, considering joining Systems Over Stress? What would be your advice to someone who's on the fence?
That I completely understand firsthand that it can feel really overwhelming to learn a new program, but you can do hard things. And I think without being too dramatic, you owe it to your clients to have a system like this. Like you owe it to your experience. You owe it to your team to make the handling of your group program easier, to make the experience better for your clients. It is not as overwhelming as you're making it in your head. Again, telling you that from experience. A program like Systems Over Stress, I mean, Ashley walks you through every step of the process. And if you get stuck, you submit a support ticket and it's answered within like 24 hours, 48 hours. So you can continue to like keep trucking along. But that's the biggest like light bulb moment that I have had in setting this up is this is really a non-negotiable, because if I'm charging $2,000 for this group program, I owe it to my clients to make sure that it's set up to get them results. And that's really all there is to it.
Well, thank you so much, Maddie. It has been such a pleasure to have you in the program, to have you on my, like, I love seeing your Instagram. And I just love it when you can tell when people are tracking their client results, because they show them off all the time. And it's so refreshing to see people that have programs that are just constantly being like, this person raised their prices. This person just like got their sweatshirt. And it's just like, it's so cool to see. So thank you for like raising the standard of the industry just like by your systems and having such an amazing program.
Thank you so much. I am so thankful for Systems Over Stress. Like, the glow up that Rebrand has had and will continue to have is unreal. And I'm so proud of it. And I have you to thank for that. So thank you.
Amazing. Where can people find you? What's the best way to connect?
I spend way too much time on Instagram, so that's probably the best place to find me. I'm at Maddie Pichon everywhere. My website is maddiepichon.com, and I would love to connect with you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.
If you're committed to getting your clients results and creating the go-to coaching program in your industry, we want you to join us. Click that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app or YouTube to see all the systems, strategies, and behind-the-scenes stories of what it takes to create the most impactful coaching program you can. If you're looking at your systems and client results differently because of what you're hearing on Systems Famous, I would love it if you left a rating and review. I read each one, and they make it possible for me to reach more business owners just like you who have group offers and need the systems that make it possible for them to transform it into an industry-leading offer and get even more client results.